raw water. Raw. It almost sounds, I guess, depending on, you know, how you're embracing or not embracing, it's kind of scary or maybe really, really good. You think, wow, man, why didn't somebody tell me about raw water sooner than this? Well, like I said now, $40 water for 2.5 gallons. They can't keep it on the shelves. The water at Summit Springs does have a strict testing protocol, and it's for the purpose of ensuring that every bottle meets state and federal regulations. Here's the thing, though. They point out that that's the way it is at Summit Springs. But not all raw water is pure and safe to drink, so not all raw water is equal, is created equal. Again, the source. And Pullen says source matters. Whether you're choosing water from the tap, a bottle, or a raw source, knowing where your water comes from, knowing what's in the water, and if it's safe to drink is important in the prevention of waterborne illness and to maintain health and wellness. Now, check this out. Mukhande Singh makes this comment. He's founder of Live Water. He says, you're drinking toilet water with birth control drugs in them. Now, you remember I said a little earlier that some of the things that, you know, some of the comments that would be made might sound outlandish. And you say, nah, ain't no way in the world. No way, no way, Jose. No way. Toilet water and birth control drugs. Who is going to dip a cup in a toilet and drink that water? Well, according to the experts, Mr. Singh is not entirely wrong. According to an Associated Press investigation on drinking water supplies for 24 major metropolitan areas in the U.S. of A., traces of prescription medication, antibiotics, anticonvulsants, sex hormones, over-the-counter drugs, and additives from shampoos and lotions exist in our tap water. Doesn't that sound yummy? Antibiotics, anticonvulsants, sex hormones, and more in the tap water. Filters and sterilizing agents such as chlorine are used to clear tap water of harmful microorganisms and prevent it from surface level contaminants as it travels from the water source to your spigot. Filters remove minerals, parasites, bacteria, good and bad. Pharmaceutical drugs. Remember Mr. Singh was saying we drink pharmaceutical drugs? Pharmaceutical drugs and chemicals get past filters. So chlorine is there to sterilize the water while it's transported through the pipes to your home. Sometimes the pipes can be dangerous, especially if they're old and made of iron, and especially if your state government is trying to get by with spending the least amount of money as possible, as was the case in Flint, Michigan. Remember that? All those people sickened by the water? And then we found out that some of the local leaders and the state leaders were working together to keep things as they were. Oh, they didn't care much about those particular people who were being harmed. So, hey, let's stay like it is. Let's save that money. And, of course, saving the money more than likely meant spending it somewhere else on people they preferred to spend it on. Live Water in Summit Springs bottled their water right at the covered natural spring. Covered natural spring, because they say it eliminates the need for chemical sterilizing agents and the possibility for surface level contamination from air pollution, get this, animal feces, and man-made pollutants that reside in lakes, streams, and rivers. You know, when I used to watch the cowboy shows, the westerns, when I was a younger guy, maybe, 12, 14 years old, And I would see the Cowboys finally make it to water after they'd been riding for a while. And they were just, as you can imagine, they were starting to get dehydrated. Out there in the sun, the canteens had run out of water. And I would watch them run over to the lake or pond when they finally found some water and take those canteens and scoop up that water and drink, drink, drink. I couldn't help but wonder about stuff in the water. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times, animals and birds spend time in that water. Sometimes they're using the bathroom in that water. I couldn't help but wonder how clean or how unclean that water was, and whether they'd be better off going a little bit further trying to find some clean water. But where were they going to find the clean water? Yes, that water is coming from those sources can be real dangerous. I think we'll wrap this discussion up tomorrow. There's more about the raw water, a little bit more I'd like to share with you regarding raw water and safe water in general. Wasn't able to finish it up today like I planned to because I had those technological problems, for which I do apologize. We hope that those will be resolved soon. I definitely plan to talk with you more about it a little bit later, so stay tuned. Till next time.